Welcome to my potion shop. Oh, it's my favorite customer as of late. How can I help you this time? Oh, just stopping by, huh? Well, I was just thinking about you and I started brewing one of your other requests that I didn't have ready. The Dragonkin potion that uses one of my eggs? No, don't worry. None of my eggs have been viable for at least 900 years. It should be finished here in a few minutes. In the meantime, would you like to peruse the other potions? Or would you like to talk about how you used your last potions? I see on your register that you've drank all but one of them. They've been quite effective then. So, the one that gives you courage, it actually gave you the courage you needed to approach your boss? Oh, I see. She's the beautiful woman that you needed courage to approach. And then the luck potion played a part in it as well. So the courage potion gave you what you needed to approach her, asking for review. And then the luck potion got you through the review. And my dear, how did the review go? Oh, a sizable promotion and a bonus. And now you're a manager just like her? Oh, very nice. Things are looking up for you, aren't they? And let me just check your balance. Just a moment. Oh, it seems that according to my tablet, you have spent a fair bit of your available self on... Oh, don't mind the cats. They enjoy playing at this time of day. But it seems you've spent a fair bit of yourself on these potions, but due to your recent promotion, the ability to spend more has grown quite drastically. And the potion that I'm brewing for you now, once you drink it, yes, your available balance should go up 10 or 12 fold at least. If you choose to drink it, of course. Not everyone wants to become a dragonkin in these days, after all. And if you don't mind me saying so, in these troubling times, not everyone can bear the brunt of the discrimination that we've faced. After all, we've only recently come out of hiding. Oh, you will. Even knowing that you would be my, not direct offspring, but more like adopted offspring because of how the spell works. Excellent, darling. I look forward to being your mother. Let me put the finishing touches on this potion. Oh, and as a note, it'll be more of a soup, so it'll go down a little thick, and it'll be a little bit more to consume. Alright, so. Do you prefer it mild or spicy? Just for personal taste. Okay, I'll just need to add some final seasonings. There, and we'll stir that in. There, and we'll reduce the heat, take it off. There, we'll pour it into a cup for you. Now, before you drink this, I have no idea how you'll transform. I have no idea what draconic features you'll attain. The only thing I can guarantee you is that you'll have a resistance to fire, because I'm a red dragon. And any scales, horns, claws, anything like that that you gain, they will be red dragon type. And if you're still sure, then bottoms up. Enjoy. I'll be here with you. Well, do you feel anything so far? Anything besides nausea? I'm sorry, I did my best to make it taste good, but my sense of taste is a little different from yours, I guess. Oh. Oh my, your face. Does that hurt? Are you okay? Oh, that does look like it hurts. Do you want me to get... Oh my... Oh, let me get a pain potion. Here, drink this real quick. There you go. Does that help? Oh, it should be quick. The transformation should be almost done. Oh, goodness. It seems I made the potion a bit stronger than I expected. You get all of the attributes. And I think I should probably confess something to you. I'm not actually a dragonkin. I'm a full-blown dragon. Mm-hmm. I've lived for about 7,000 years, and yeah, still young for my kind, but yeah, I tried to make it not as potent as the last time I made one, around 5,000 years ago, but it seems I made it a little bit more potent. You're now an actual half-dragon rather than a dragonkin. Are you okay with this? You should be able to breathe fire if you get the hang of it. But please, please take things slow, relatively. After all, you have thousands of years to learn how to fly, to breathe fire, and come visit me in my shop as often as you like. Um, according to the calculations, you could afford several wish potions if you so choose. Yeah, I expect this would be difficult to explain to your bosses, but if you want, if you give me their number, I do have a magical practicing license. I can call them up and explain the situation, and I can write a note for you. You can still go back to work, and maybe HR will look at this in a very positive light. In the meantime, just take it easy, and I'll get you some food. You'll need lots of protein. Your body just went through a very drastic change. No, don't worry about that. I'll get you some chicken, some beef, and we'll just have a dinner, and we'll call it good. You just stay here, and I'll go in the back, and we'll have lunch together, okay? And thank you again for stopping by. Thank you. Da 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 da.